And that's a pretty good theme for a lot of basketball games. You know, everybody wants to win, but there can only be one. And my goodness, we are smack dab in it now, high school basketball. And we've got Coach Miller with us of the West Plains Zizzers. How we doing, man?
Doing good. How about you, Gary?
Fantastic. Before I forget, Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
You know, it's coming up. And holiday tournament bound. But before we get to the holiday tournament, last week, you guys, where were you? Willard?
We went to Forsyth on Friday.
That's Forsyth, yeah.
And then played Willard on this past Tuesday.
Okay. And, well, take us through them.
So we played at Forsyth. Our boys did a really good job that game overall. We did a really good job controlling tempo. Move the ball. We had probably about a minute stretch or so that took a little bit too quick of a shot. But outside of that, Coach Smith at Forsyth does a really good job. He put a 1-3-1 against us coming out of halftime. We struggled there for a second. Then once we kind of figured out, we got to get to the middle, and then we can get a lot of really good shots. Then we just started kind of playing our game.
Mm-hmm. Did he on that 1-3-1? Did he put the big kid at the rim?
He actually put him.
He put him out top.
He put him in the middle.
In the middle.
Put him right in the middle as a big body, so that a way. Like most 1-3-1s, not all of them. Especially where that middle spot's always going to be between ball and basket. Mm-hmm. So it just discouraged. And one thing we really wanted to do is we wanted to attack. We didn't want our boys to be afraid of them.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to attack them, want to get them in screen actions. And I felt like we did a really good job with that.
Shot the ball well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's the thing. The game as it is now, if you can knock down threes, boy, it's a big deal. You know, I mean, that's why the five out's really popular mm-hmm. now. You know, I mean, you still see people that'll run the flex. You still people see teams that'll run motion.
Mm-hmm.
But that five out, it's kind of taken over.
It is. And a lot of teams we play, especially in Southwest Missouri, they love the dribble drive.
Mm-hmm.
They love to try to get to the paint. And if you step over, oh, we're going to put a shooter in this corner over here. We're going to kick out. We're going to shoot it.
Yeah.
And then guess what? We're going to try to get the rebound, and we're going to try to do it again.
Well, it's, you know, and I think a lot of it too. So many teams have went to that 2-3 matchup zone,
mm-hmm.
and it's effective.
Mm-hmm.
So coaches in turn are trying to figure out ways to penetrate it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about high school boys and girls and having discipline
mm-hmm.
defensively.
Yep.
'Cause, you know, after a while, it's like, and it's working, but after a while, one or somebody goes for
uh-huh.
a passing lane attack, and then there's the seam, there's the layup.
Yep. And then once you get out of position, I think that's really any defense.
Yeah, well,
once you get out of that position, it really hurts your back line because then you got to rotate off of it,
mm-hmm.
And then that person has to rotate, and then the backside has to rotate, and then you got to scramble out to find, hey, where's the next guy at, and then you also got to find your shooters too.
Yeah, so a good win there mm-hmm. Against Forsyth Willard, solid Willard. Team, aren't they?
Solid team. Coach Adamson at Willard does a really good job. And when we've seen them twice in 2 weeks, what we saw in game one was what we saw in game two against them. And it's the same thing what we saw last year. But Willard in that game, I mean, we got down 15 early. We didn't do a great job of getting at shooters, and then we started to kind of adjust a little bit mm-hmm. and cut it from a 15-point lead to a 5-point lead. Three of our starters were on the bench with three fouls in the second quarter with about 3 minutes to go.
Ouch.
So then it went from about a 5-point lead for them to about a 12-point game, and that's what we went to halftime with. Came out of the third. Got into a little foul trouble or middle of the third. It ended up getting to about a 15-point lead. So it bounced between 12 and 15 for most of the second half. And then it got to 20 with about 4.5 to go. And then our boys, I mean, one thing I wanted to tell them and one thing I'm extremely proud of them for is their fight.
Yeah.
I mean, we fought back from being down 20 with 4.5 to go, and we cut it to 4 with 20 seconds left.
Yeah.
I mean, our boys fight. In that game, I'm extremely proud of them of. There's a lot of stuff we can for sure work on, and it's some stuff that we've been drilling in practice the past 3 days. I mean, with Willard, I mean, we got a chance to play him again in the blue and gold.
Yeah.
We got a chance to play them for, I mean, 3 times in less than a month, and then they're obviously a district opponent as well. I mean, overall, I think it ended up being a 6-point game at the very end. But our boys, I mean, we fought back, and I'm just extremely proud of our boys for the way they fought at the very end.
Well, the blue and gold, of course, is coming up, and that that is starts the day after Christmas, It's one of the oldest tournaments around. Of course, the pink and white as well. But you're in the blue division or the gold?
We're in gold division.
Gold division. Well, looking at the blue, let's start there. You've got the 1 seed was Kickapoo. The 2 seed went to, I believe,
Logan Rogersville.
Rogersville. Mm-hmm. Well, it's good to be out of the blue.
Mm-hmm.
So... That's a two really good teams there. Now locally, Willow Springs will be playing in the blue division, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, and they got seeded this year.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to them. They play Aurora at 9:30, and then that's Branson out of the Ozark Mountain Conference. They got the 6th seed. They play Mount Vernon. Let's see, is there any other? Hillcrest is, they got the 4 seed. Hillcrest, yep. Is Hillcrest in the Ozark Mountain or is
they it, are?
They are, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, cupped some Ozark Mountain Conference teams, but mm-hmm. Now in the gold division, that 1 seed went to Nixa.
Mm-hmm.
And who is coaching Nixa now?
Coach Blanzit.
Blanzit.
He was Coach Osborne's assistant for years at Nixa before he took over.
And then the 2 seed, Republic,
mm-hmm.
and your West Plains Zizzers picked up the 7th seed. And you've got Marshfield
mm-hmm.
on the 26th at 5 p.m. And I believe, where's that game going to be played at?
That is at Great Southern Bank Arena. So it used to be old JQH.
Yeah. What, Marshfield, that's a pretty good draw.
It is.
I don't mean it from, hey, it's just that's an easy win or none of that. Mm. It's a good for both of you guys because mm-hmm. you know one another.
Yep, we do. And it's a conference opponent.
Mm-hmm.
Previously, it's been a district opponent. I mean, not this year. They went north this year with their district, but they're our class. We're very familiar with them.
Yeah.
Now
they had one of their better players. Graduated or transferred?
He transferred to, I'm pretty sure, a new school in Fayetteville.
Okay. So that's, and then the winner, more than likely, hey, there's been some huge upsets in the blue and gold there every year. But if you're just looking at the seedings, then you possibly, you get a win against Marshfield, you get a shot at Republic.
Mm-hmm. If you go by seedings, that's how it would be, but one thing I always want to stress to our boys is we never want to overlook anybody. We never, especially in a tournament, we never want to look past that. Never want to look past that first game. But I know, hey, Republic and Clever, they're both pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
I know Marshfield plays Willard tonight. It'll kind of see kind of what they do really well.
Mm-hmm. Well, some other local teams in the blue and gold, and in this gold division, Mountain Grove, they'll be playing Willard at 8 p.m. Ava and Hartville will play at 9:30. Bolivar, who's in the Ozark Mountain Conference, they'll play at 9:30 a.m. against Camdenton. That'll be a pretty good game.
Yeah, it will.
You know, Bolivar didn't get seeded, but Bolivar's they're just pretty solid. You know,
yes.
Year in and year out, they're just, they got a pretty good sports program.
They do. And Robbie, I mean, Robbie does a great job. I mean, heck, last year they won five games going into districts and won a district championship.
Yeah.
I mean, he does. I mean, they do a great job there.
It's, and then the pink and white, the Lady Zizzers, they're in that. Some other local teams are in it as well. In the pink bracket, you know, you got the Norwood girls and you got the Thayer girls that's going to be playing in that. Also, that's in the pink. And then in the white, that's where the Lady Zizzers are at. And I think, yeah, they're going to be playing at 12:30. That's on the 27th. So they get Springfield Catholic girls. Mm-hmm. And the West Plains girls got the sixth seed.
They did, and I do know on the girls' side, I'm pretty sure they played Springfield Catholic already early in this season, as well. But with the blue and gold, I mean, one thing about it is you always want to get seated. It's always mm-hmm. it's always great. It's always an honor to be seated. This is our first seeding since 2018.
Yeah.
So that's huge. That just shows kind of our respect. I don't think it's going to be live streamed. I do know it'll be on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's one of those, it's just a huge tournament. Mm-hmm. And, they have several years back, because so many coaches was like, man, you know, we love it. We love the thought of playing in it and, the nostalgia of it.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't like the fact that we could play one game and we're done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they helped all you guys out.
Yep. It's nice, because it used to be. I mean, what, that changed back in what, 2013, 2012?
Something like that, yeah.
And
there was a lot of teams that were threatening to get out of it, uh-huh. because other holiday tournaments were showing up and saying, hey, Coach Miller,
mm-hmm.
hey, we're going to guarantee you good competition and three games.
Yep. And at least blue and gold. I mean, I know it's huge, and it's one thing you always want to compete. I mean, growing up, I always went to those. Watching blue and gold games, it's fun, especially. You're there from possibly 9:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m., and you can watch a ton of really good ball games
mm-hmm.
on the first 2 days. But it's nice that we're guaranteed two games.
Yeah.
And our goal for that. We want to definitely go right. We're gonna lay it against Marshfield and just see what we can do against them.
How's the overall health? Your health?
Yeah. Overall, it's pretty good. So we still have one kid, one player who's still out. Possibly could be back within the next week or two, but mm-hmm. it all depends on doctor's appointments.
Mm-hmm.
We're slowly trying to get him in shape. Heck, if you're sitting on the sideline for a week, it's amazing how out of shape you get within that week.
Yeah.
He's been out for 2 months, so we're trying to get him back in shape.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's compared to game shape. I mean, you go out there and you'll play hard for 2 minutes, and then boom, you're exhausted.
Well, that, and it's just, it's different
uh-huh.
too, because you know, you're practicing against mm-hmm. your JV or twos, but it's different.
It is.
You know, going, because, man, it looks so good if things drawn up on a chalkboard, mm-hmm. you know. But as you know, when you're out there on the hardwood, and it's things are moving, and it reaction time,
mm-hmm.
you know, continuity mm-hmm. with the other four players. Yep. And then the bench players that will come in and out, it takes time to mm-hmm. get into that flow. Mm-hmm. And of course, like you were saying, get your legs up under
uh-huh. you. And the speed of the game, going from going from, I mean, we had a few players last year who went from freshman ball their freshman year all the way to varsity ball their sophomore year, and I mean that's a huge jump. Just get the game speed. So it took them a little while to get their feet underneath them and adjust to the speed of the game. Now once you got it, it starts kind of coming back and you start getting a little more comfortable with it. That's one thing we always want to try to drill in practice is going at game speed, just because we want to practice on how we're going to play.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we've got, a lot of basketball still yet to go, and we got the basketball little previews.
Yep,
they're out now.
They're out. I know they just posted something on Facebook, I think yesterday. There's several different locations that you can go get them at, and that is the 38th annual Ozarks basketball preview.
There you have it, Coach. We appreciate you coming by. And now next Friday, we'll be in a gym somewhere. We, either preparing or doing a game.
Yep.
One or the other. But we'll see. We'll do this again next year.
Yep. We will. We'll see you next year.
All right. Coach Miller, everybody, head coach of the West Plains Scissors. We've got more rock and roll coming.